Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people in their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen, and then go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written Word. Bible call tape number 733, Lazarus and His Sisters, found in John chapter 11.
Lazarus lived in Bethany. His two sisters, Mary and Martha, lived with him. They loved Jesus. They believed He was the Son of God. Jesus went to their house often. He spent nights with them. He loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. This is the same Mary who put ointment on Jesus and wiped His feet with her hair. Mary and Martha sent word one day to Jesus that their brother was sick. They said, "He who thou lovest is sick." They knew Jesus loved Lazarus. Jesus did not go right then to see Lazarus. He stayed in the place where he was 2 days longer before going. Jesus told His disciples they were going to see Lazarus. The disciples begged Jesus not to go. The Jews were trying to kill Him, and they asked, "Why go again?" Jesus told them He must go because Lazarus was dead. The disciples and Jesus started to Bethany. Martha heard they were coming, and she ran to meet them. When she got to Jesus, she said, "Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died." Jesus said to Martha, "Your brother shall rise again." Martha said, "I know he shall rise again the last day." Then Jesus told Martha to believe on Him, and Lazarus would live again. Martha said, "I believe. Thou art the Christ, the Son of God." Martha went back to the house and told Mary that Jesus was coming. Jesus wanted to see Mary too. Mary ran out of the house to see Jesus. He had not gotten to their house yet. The Jews thought Mary was going to the grave of Lazarus to weep. They followed her. When Mary came to where Jesus was, she fell down at His feet. She said the same thing that Martha had said, "Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died." Mary was weeping. When Jesus saw her crying and her friends crying, He was very sad. Jesus wept too. He asked where they had buried Lazarus. The people saw Jesus crying, and they said, "See how He loved Him." Mary and Martha took Jesus to the place where Lazarus was buried. They had not dug a grave as people do today. Lazarus was buried in a cave, and a stone lay on the door. Jesus told them to move the stone. Martha told Jesus that Lazarus had been dead 4 days, and by this time his body would smell bad. But because Jesus told them to, they took away the stone. Jesus looked up and prayed to God. Jesus then cried with a loud voice. He said, "Lazarus, come forth." Lazarus came up out of the grave. His hands and feet were wrapped with grave clothes. His face was wrapped with a napkin. Jesus told them to remove the grave clothes and let him go. Many of the people who came to Mary and Martha believed Jesus was the Son of God. Some of the people went away angry because they did not believe Jesus. They told the Pharisees all Jesus had done. More than ever now, they tried to find a way they could kill Jesus.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.